Hi Mark, how are you doing?
I'm all right, how are you?
This is Shai, right, from Israel. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Alright, so sorry for the early hour. I just wanted an update from you regarding the court yesterday.
No, it's on Thursday. Coming Thursday.
Ah, it was postponed?
No, it was up on Thursday. It was a bank holiday. It was Sunday yesterday. It's up on Thursday.
Right. Sorry, I got it all wrong. Yesterday was Sunday. You're right. You're absolutely right. Anyway, I spoke with Barry yesterday. I recorded a conversation with him. We did it through a landline. It was excellent. And I just, I think you've been stirring up some some good stuff. I've been following you, and I see many people are actually supporting you. I hope it will serve you in court, you know?
Well, keep our fingers crossed. The more people that get involved, one of the things that I'm pretty concerned about, obviously, the Israeli community in Gateshead, right? Without a doubt, this is genocide. The frequency they're using from the lights, I'm pretty sure that 868 was actually used in the camps as a test to sterilize.
68 gigahertz?
No, 868 megahertz.
Right, 868.
The sub gigahertz range is the more dangerous. Barry knows quite a bit about that, all right? But the sub gigahertz, a lot of these frequencies were experimental, and the 868 used to be part of the military. It was for radar, for long range radar. So sub gigahertz, long range radar, nothing stops it. See, this is the lie that they're telling people. They've got to have these transmitters at closer proximity. That's what they're saying, because the higher frequency waveforms don't travel as well.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a lie. They're operating at 868, so they're operating in the sub-gig, so they're long-range radar. Now, what that makes me think, the 868's got another specific... See, if I want to give you diabetes, right? If I want to give rats diabetes in a laboratory, 2.5 gigahertz, use a 2.5 gigahertz frequency, and that occasions them to develop diabetes. But the sub-gigahertz, the 868, could be specific, sterilized.
But in what time frame? I mean, sterilization in what time frame? How long it takes to sterilize someone with 868 megahertz?
Well, it damages the DNA, so it could be second generation. Could be just second generation.
Right. Actually, yesterday I didn't see... Go on, sorry.
I was talking to some people in London last week, and what I said, obviously the Americans are up in arms about the 5G... system here, because obviously it's the antenna design that's the weapons part. So the Prime Minister said she doesn't want the Chinese to do the most of the equipment. She just wants them to do the meat and potatoes bit. The weapons bit. It's crazy, but that's documented. Now this is interesting.
So
at the Israeli intelligence agencies, look, they're not going to want Israeli nationals being harmed. And in Gateshead in particular, there is a large
Jewish community.
Because they come here for the college. Well, it's the college. It's the teaching college for the Orthodox Jew population. In I think it's one of the ones in Europe. So it's a big college there. And that's why a lot of people come here, whether it's from the US, whether it's from Israel.
Right.
And that, see, obviously, I'm working between the trying to put one organization off against the other. If the Israeli intelligence, if Mossad and Shin Bet find out right that our nationals are being murdered and sterilized, they might want to do something about it. I want to do something about it. With a little bit of help, doesn't matter where the help comes from, as long as we get it stopped.
Listen, by the way, I'm recording it now, just so you know. Is it all right to use it afterwards?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure, you can scrap on.
Excellent. I'm just asking because it's fair to ask. So what, you reckon... Look, I don't think it's... specifically at the Jewish community in Gezer. It doesn't make sense. I mean, they do it also elsewhere to other communities.
This is an annihilation event. This is an existential threat at all life. It's not just the Jewish community.
Oh, yes.
I believe the Jewish community are targets. I believe they're the targets, because obviously any God-fearing or any... You know, this is it's a spiritual thing. It's got to be. I mean, who wants to destroy all the biological life? Right? It's a devilish plot, right? So it's got to be. There's got to be that religious or that spiritual element in it. Nothing else makes any sense. You'd have to be, you know, but, well, why would anybody want to destroy the all biological life on the planet? Something. There's a key there, and that's why I believe Gateshead has been picked. Obviously, if you can take down a religious sect, we've been here before. So this is the final solution. The whole carbon reduction, extinction rebellion thing. I mean, you can see they've set it up specifically to take the activist group's eye away from the 5G. So it's, you know, and they're getting massive press coverage. They've met with all the politicians. All the politicians are meeting with this young girl from Northern Europe. I mean, she's got the pigtails. She looks just like a poster girl for the National Socialist Movement, man, you know. And I mean, Extinction Rebellion, that's exactly what it is. It's the same old sick. It's the same dog trick. And obviously, I think this time, mankind's going to wake up and go, hang on a minute, we've been here before.
You know, I want to laugh. Last time I laughed quite a lot, and this time I feel sad. I mean, I hear you speak, and I have, you know, I start to have wet eyes. I start to have tears in my eyes, because it is against life. I mean, I know about this plan for at least 10 years, but obviously now they accelerated the pace in order to do it as quick as possible. At least this is how it looks like. But you saying you... You also saying that they didn't plan. I mean, last time we spoke, you said they didn't plan the fact that people will wake up to this reality and resist. And I'm thinking, how much resistance is there really?
I think there's a lot of resistance. The problem, you got to remember, you only need 3% of resistance. 6% are in serious trouble. You know, that just overpowers all of the systems. They've already got that resistance. That's why I'm telling all the security services, which this is a matter of fact, they're the target.
The security.
They are the first one. All the security services. Look, this base weapon they've got in Gateshead, right? They've got 31,875 small elements. Those small elements have got a 450-volt charge. I could take out the city, but it won't be for a city. It'll be a military base. It'll be GCHQ. It'll be some building. It's the command and control. Take out command and control. That's your first order of the day, is take out your command and control. The people who are facilitating this, they're the first to die. Take them out first. This is the issue. It's a spiritual plan. Well, a spiritual plan's not bothered about life form, not bothered about anybody. I mean, these people have been duped into believing that this has got something to do with the reduction of the population of the world. It hasn't. This is an annihilation of all biological life.
You know, I asked yesterday...
I
asked yesterday Barry if this is to do with depopulation, and he said more or less the same thing like you, but in other words, no, it's not about depopulation. It's something that goes against life, wherever, whenever it goes against life. It's not about depopulating humanity, because all mammals, all biological systems will get hurt from it. And I'm like, although I know about this sort of plan, this type of agenda since many years, again, I'm like, myself, I'm shocked. I mean, in few days, there's a demonstration, like a protest in Israel, in Tel Aviv, regarding the 5G. So I guess whoever will come, and we're preparing and we're doing like a lot of hype around this issue. And that's why I'm talking with you and getting some updates about Getzed and the court that you are going to face. And that's why I interviewed Barry yesterday, because the build-up is quite huge, but most people are not aware at all that this is happening, because you know how it's all compared to how it's all in the social networks. If you like, I don't know, mobile phones, you will see advertisement about mobile phones and post about mobile phones. If you like perfume, you will see stuff about perfume. If you never came across 5G story, you'll never see it, you know, in Facebook, in Twitter, in whatever, all the social networks, you won't see it. And it's all compartmentalized, you know. And it's very tricky to get to people with all the social networks. It's very difficult because they control and they censor the information.
No, but this is where you need to speak to politicians. You need to speak to politicians locally. What I can tell you, mate, the 25 milliwatt transmitter, 307 electron volts to the square meter. So at 10 square meters, you're probably talking about 20 or 30 electron volts. They've got them this close to people's bedroom windows in Bensham, right? Now, what that does, it gases the air, it charges the air pumps, yeah. You get breathing tract cancers. Now, the Nazis thought it was a good idea to use Zyklon B.
Yeah.
They said that it was quite quick, killed people, dispatching quickly, so it was basically humane. That was their rationale. But I can tell you now, charged air is not quick. Breathing tract cancers, not quick. Throat and lung cancer, not quick. That's an evil. So what they've done, they've put these transmitters close proximity and they're charging the air in people's bedrooms in Gateshead. So they're gassing, I see it, because, and what I see is, because it's real, this is a headline for trying to grab people's attention, they're gassing the Jews in Gateshead. So we've got the Labour Party, the Labour Party politicians, right, who are facilitating the gassing the Jews in Gateshead. That's a headline.
It is, but do you get it?
Bloody
hell, man! Do you get any interest from the media, from newspapers, from local media or national media?
No, not at all.
It needs
to come from a foreign country. See, that test, they've ruled this out here, right? If the Israeli government. See, a lot of the Orthodox Jew people around the world send money back to Israel. If they think that they're going to be murdered, make them sick, make them ill, so they can't send money, that's a national security issue. If they think they're being murdered, I've got all the evidence to show these transmitters will make these people sick, will sterilize them. This is genocide. And what I'm doing, see, instead of just saying it's everybody, if I pick a particular, I know how vociferous the intelligence agencies can be in Israel about the protection of their people. This is their people in a country in Gateshead where they're under attack.
But it doesn't make sense. I tell you something, Mark. I mean, firstly, also in Israel, they put up the 5G system. So also here it's going to happen. They don't care if they kill more Jews here or in Gateshead or in Brooklyn or wherever. This is one thing. Second thing, although I will put now a post up, you know, with this video, I will put it up and I will tag Israel government, health minister, communication office. Maybe I will tag the police, you know, the Israeli police, just to let people know. I don't know if they read it at all, but it doesn't mean that Israel or the Mossad or Shin Bet will do anything about it. I don't think they care. They are part of it. They are part of the crown. They are part of all this agenda of, you know, exterminating life.
I know, but it's because they don't know what the agenda is. The agenda is to kill them.
Right.
It turns it on its head.
Right.
See, they don't know.
Right.
The real agenda is to kill all biological life, to wipe everything off the face of the planet. No one survives. The myth is that somebody survives, and you're one of the 500 million. That's not going to happen.
No.
I can tell you that from the nuclear power stations issue. They'll just degrade, they'll destroy. The whole world's just going to be destroyed.
I'm thinking.
But if you listen, the good thing is, three to four. The cons, they're now trying to force all the smart meters in onto people. That's what they'll do next. They're going to force the vaccines on the children. So a lot of people, there's a lot of resistance. So the resistance is growing all the time.
Yes.
Whether it be vaccines, whether it's smart meters, the more they push, the more resistance. But what we've got to, what everybody's got to work out, the people who are pushing it are the target. By their own hand, they die first. This is information that needs to be put out. These people who think that they're above it aren't. They're the target. That's how we win this. It's how we stop this. See, they've got an interest in just carrying on. What we've got to say to them is, look, you might be in a bit of trouble here, but if you carry on, what's going to happen? You're going to die. You're going to die. Everything that you thought you were going to have is gone. I mean, these world governments are gone. I mean, seriously, they are the target. I've looked at this weapon system. I see the size of it. I mean, you've got a 31,875 of these transmitters. Each one has a 450-volt capacitor. I mean, that would take out the city.
No, you can see by the thickness of the cables, it's like it's madness. It's like a satellite, you know? It's like... The cables on each pole, it's like, wow, why you need so thick cable? I mean, what are you going to transfer there? And it can carry a lot of power.
Well, the more power, the cooler systems and the power cables, it's the basic that just going to keep on putting in and putting in and putting in. But look, you've got to remember, we're far too early. Didn't think anybody would work it out. 5G is the key. 5G is the key to stop the whole thing because everybody now knows what's going on. There's too many people starting to wake up and too many people in power. There's been lots in the press. I mean, not there. That was in the papers the other day.
Right. But so the media is showing some of it. I want to send you a picture. A mate of mine did, and I'm going to publish it today. Hang on a second, just so you see. I think you're gonna love it, and I think you're gonna share it as well. Oh, I got stuck. Shit. You still here?
Yeah.
All right. Something got stuck. Hang on. Oops. Sorry for that. Where is Skype? How come you're still here? I don't see you. Are you still here? No. Yes. I'm trying to send. Hang on. Mark, are you still here? This is very strange. This is very, very strange. This is add files. Okay, let me do something like that. Alright, that's better. Drop files, enter. Mark, you still here? Excellent. I just sent you a picture. I want you to have a look, and you can also share it just to show what the Israelis are doing in this week. I mean, on this Saturday we have a demonstration, and a mate of mine made this prepared this picture about the 5G demonstrations all over the world. Did you get it?
Yeah.
Excellent. Hang on.
I haven't got it.
You didn't get it?
No.
No,
did you send it on Skype?
Yes. Open. I can see you've got it. Hang on, I close the door because I have some chickens and they drive me mad. Yeah, sorry for that. Did you get it?
No. Definitely not. Oh, no, I've got it. Yeah.
Right, excellent. So you see, it's showing all the demonstrations all over the world regarding 5G. And it can give some power to people.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, why don't you and all these people following you put up some posts and tag the mainstream media, tag the newspapers, tag the local radio stations, tag, you know, Channel 4, BBC, I mean, even just the local media, never mind the national ones. Just create more buzz around the subject, if you can.
The media locally, I mean, I spoke to the Dean Notice people in London. They've told me that there's no Dean Notice on 5G, but after my last court case, all the media were in the court, and even though they got their results, they didn't put anything in. They took nothing.
Really?
They told media blackout. Yeah, yeah. So the first 5G trial in the world, and there was a total media blackout.
So there was no publication of nothing that happened in court?
Nothing. Nothing. They had it in the car, they had camera people there and everything. Nothing. Not a thing.
So they got like a command, they got an order from upstairs somewhere.
Somewhere
stopping.
I'll
find it, stop it. Right. Listen, I'm you're saying Thursday. All right. What I'll do now, I will put up a post. I will attach this video to it. And I will tag the Israeli police, the Israeli government, the health minister, whoever, you know. I will go through a list and I will tag Mossad, Shin Bet. I don't think I can tag them, but anyway. And I will put
the remote.
What?
The 5G vision, right, is billions more transmitters.
Yes.
Those transmitters, what they do, they gas the air, they charge the air. You breathe in charged air, it'll kill you. It'll degrade your body and kill you. So the 5G densification technical parameter, one of the main technical parameters for 5G, doesn't matter what it operates at, maybe a 2G, 3G, 4G, or a 1G system, if there's more, it's 5G. It's part of the technical parameter. 5G just means densification more. But that more will gas the air. It's an annihilation event in a city. So the city, 5G city vision, billions more antennas, everything that can be connected, it's going to be connected in all using energy and air. And the energy and air will kill all biological life.
This is even without a spark. Just by the air.
Without a spark. You breathe it in, it damages your skin, it degrades your body, it basically just gases it. It's gas. That's why I said it at a DV conference last year.
Yeah.
Because obviously I do it for. It's more to try and make a, you know, get people. What? Makes a point. It makes a point, right? Because you know there's a lot of talk in the UK about the Labour Party.
Yeah.
Right, being anti-Semitic.
Right.
Well, if I can use that against them. By getting somebody in the Conservative Party or some other political party to go, hang on a minute, this guy might be right here, and get some sort of traction on it. That's what I'm after.
I
know it's a total annihilation event. It's what's called an extinction level event.
Yes,
5G is an extinction level event.
Yeah.
We just carry on where we're good, and I'll tell you now, in 3 years, everything will be gone. They're currently working on building the whole system out. They need more energy into the area so they can gas it off, and then when they pull the EMP, this electromagnetic pulse, everything just vaporizes. That's the plan. I know that plan, this is why they've come out with this Extinction Rebellion thing, you know, the one for carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
We need the emergency, climate change emergency.
Yes.
And what that's because people are rejecting that, saying we don't want your small meters. we don't want them in, we don't want this, and what they're going to do, they're going to force it, like fascists, this fascist agenda is going to force it on you, they're going to say you've got to have them, but the reason why they're telling you you've got to have them is because without them, they can't blow the buildings up. If I've got a smart meter, I mean, I was talking to a guy yesterday, he's EMF sensitive. Been sick for the last few days.
Right.
He's got communications in his home, but he's all hardwired.
Yeah.
So what happened? He got a meter and he's measured his Wi-Fi systems, the routers have been switched on again, even though they're disabled. So the lights aren't coming on. There's nothing coming on. It looks like a normal router, right? And what's happened? Somebody's been in and turned it up.
Wow. you make me. Because mine is turned off, but now you made me check. You know, I want to check. No, I don't have Wi-Fi.
They can switch them on.
Yeah, they can. They can. But
remotely.
Sure. I know, but no, I don't have a Wi-Fi here. And he's what? He's from Getzer, this guy. The guy you were talking about, he's from Getzer.
Yeah, from Gator. Yeah. I was in his house yesterday. He was going mad. Because what happened, he's had it all switched off. He's been ill for a couple of days.
Sure.
He checked the router. The router, it's not even showing it's on. It's plugged in. So what he's had to do now is actually unplug it from the wall.
Yeah.
So that just shows the devious tactics of these organizations, the smart TV. So if you disable the smart Wi-Fi on your smart TV, they're going to put it on. It's like the laptops. The laptops that can actually get the Wi-Fi to run off the laptop.
Yes.
I've got it all disabled here.
Yes.
They still switch them back on.
It's like
mobile device.
Yeah. It's like mobile phones. People think that when they switch their mobile phones off, it's gone. No, it's not. They can still remotely can basically turn it on, or it won't show it's on, but they can use the camera, they can use the microphone, they can use everything because you have a battery inside.
They use every single type. If I switch my mobile phones only on the mobile communication system, and I sometimes have it on airplane mode, I'll come in, I'll be having a conversation with somebody, and I'll check the settings, and the Bluetooth's back on, the wireless is back on. They keep switching, and they're switching them on remotely.
Yes, they do that. Yeah. Listen, man, I'm really full respect to what you do. It's not easy at all, and probably you have friends, you have family supporting you, but still, you're putting yourself out there on the line, and it ain't easy. I can tell you that they blocked my YouTube live and they blocked my Facebook live, so I cannot go live anymore. I can only, well, at least for now, I can record and put it up on the net and hopefully people will see. But obviously they started to block me as well. But for you it's a different ball game. It's you out there in court, you speaking for the people, you doing stuff in order to save humanity, to save life, and most people, they don't get it. They too far out there on TV and on their bloody, you know, series and news and all this bullshit. And it's like two realities going parallel, you know. There's the mainstream bullshit, and there's another parallel reality that very few are aware to what is going on. It's like, it's almost like pre-Holocaust time, you know, when people were shouting, don't go there, they're going to exterminate you, and this is bullshit, don't disturb me, you know. But now
it's exactly the same.
Yes, I see it too.
The same ideology, what they said, look, what Himmler said, make the lie big enough so that they just cannot believe it, cannot stomach it.
Hoover.
That's what you do.
Yes.
Himmler
said it.
It was in Mein Kampf.
Right.
Himmler said it. Right?
Because what's his name?
Oh.
So people won't believe it. Because
people just cannot. Oh, it's cognitive dissonance. That's why I always say to people, do your own research.
Yes.
Do your own research.
By the way, I already ordered the book, The Secret Weapons, you know, the Hitler Secret Weapons. I already ordered it. I found another copy similar to it, and I sent it to you the other day, and I'm going to print it too. But the actual book, hard copy, I already ordered it online, so I'm going to read it. Although I know enough, you know, all the technicality, it's like, it's not for me. I just need to know what they are doing and what I need to do or others need to do in order to stop it and to support life, and not to support death and illnesses, but to support life, biology, biology, you know, our biology and the planet and plants and animals. And I think it's just horrific what is going on. It's really, we need more people to support us. We need the media.
We need more people. Yeah, you would do, yeah.
Right. Listen, mate, I won't keep you on. That was great talking to you, just to catch up. I hope Thursday will go smoothly. I'm in Israel, I can't do much, but obviously I share whatever you put out, I share. I have your page, your Facebook page, always open, so I can see if you have updates and I can share them, just so you know. It's not a lot, but it's the least I can do, and now I'm going to put up this post you were mentioning to tell the Israeli police and the Israeli Mossad and the Shin Bet and politicians what is going to happen very soon. And to be honest, yesterday when I spoke to Barry, I took his word for it from another interview he did with Sir Julian Rose, where he was saying, Barry was saying that he will come to any country that will invite him without taking fees and without taking gifts, just to show the proof he needs 3 hours to show the proof to the military personnel and the politicians, to show them what is going on exactly about 5G. And I offered him, I told him I will talk to him with another conversation, I offered him that I will pay his flight, his accommodation to come here, and I don't mind to do the same for you. I'm telling you, I'm inviting you, I'll pay the flight, I'll pay the accommodation, just so you can come here. But obviously first you need to go through this court story you have now, and hopefully you go through it and you succeed, because we all depends, you know, we all, this is codependency. We need you need us. Say again?
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent.
Okay, I'm gonna go and have some start speaking
soon. Cheers. Cheers, mate. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Bye.
All right.